rest of the story. Jerry was 14. He was summoned to his daddy's study in their posh Manhattan home on Park Avenue, and his father said, "You know what this is about," and Jerry nodded glumly. What it was about was military school, specifically Valley Forge Academy. Jerry was going. There was no avoiding it now. Hastily, almost irritatedly, Dad lifted out the application form, muttering something about grades and discipline. "But I can't help it, Dad," the boy suddenly protested. There was no response. It had been 1 year since Jerry was 13 and had been enrolled in the prestigious McBurney School on West 63rd Street, and from the beginning it was evident that something was wrong. From the beginning it was evident, from the youngster's earliest grades at McBurney, that he was, well, he was below average. And then things got worse, geometry and Latin especially, and English and journalism. As the year plodded onward, his academic ranking plummeted. His teachers were alarmed. A behavioral problem? No, not in the least, everyone at McBurney agreed. Jerry was quiet, he was thoughtful, perhaps a little withdrawn from the mainstream, but otherwise entirely normal. His classmates seemed to like him. And so, with no evident reason for the boy's dismal marks, nor any clue as to how to improve them, his parents were notified that Jerry had flunked out of McBurney School. Now, Valley Forge Military Academy was expensive, prestigious, disinclined to accept inferior academic prospects. But Jerry's parents were influential, and the school, founded only 6 years previous, was eager to establish a reputation. So Jerry was enrolled. Colonel Baker, the Valley Forge headmaster, read the report from McBurney anxiously. Regarding the boy's approach to learning, the word fuzzy stuck out. And still, Valley Forge had accepted the challenge. One way or another, they would try to make a scholar out of Jerry. In time, the real reason for the young man's academic difficulties was discovered. Jerry was tested, IQ tested, and he scored only 104. So the plain fact was that Jerry, through no fault of his own, as he had insisted, was simply not very bright. But now the good news. Jerry graduated Valley Forge 4 years later, 1936. Despite his apparently unprodigious intellect, he did rather well for himself, for it's been said that no author since the Second World War has achieved the overwhelming popularity of Jerry Jerome David Salinger, J.D. Salinger. Oh, the world has read and revered his Catcher in the Rye, along with his marvelous story surrounding a character named Seymour Glass. Now, literary critics have often noted the similarities between Seymour and Salinger himself. However, you may recall that the fictional Seymour Glass, at an early age, was discovered to be a genius. The scholars call that intriguing. Well, you know it was wishful thinking, because now you know the rest of the story.